Hey everyone, this is Austin Scherr here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with the entirety of Tiny Ships. They have just released their fantastic debut single. It is called Fear the Blur, and I'm super excited to talk to them all about it. Guys, I want to thank you much for being here, taking the time out of your busy days. How are you? What's going on?
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking this opportunity with us.
Yeah, Austin, thanks a lot for reaching out and wanting to do this with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for
Totally.
sure.
I'm super excited. As I mentioned before we started recording, the song is awesome. And the fact that it's your debut single and it sounds this good, it has me even more excited for the album that's about to come. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the song. First thing is, what is it about? And I guess what inspired its creation?
The song is written, it's kind of like a therapy session that I went through, a lot of them actually. And so I wrote the song in context to the an experience of trying to communicate with my inner demons and just self struggles mentally and finding alternative ways to express that to someone, whether if it was myself, a therapist, or someone you know. And so in the song, it's written in that like perspective of figuring out where my head's at as far as where do I go with these struggles that I'm going through? Do I keep them locked in, or do I express them outwardly, or do I communicate it with someone? So it's just really this internal battle, this conflict that you're going through. And so like with the chorus where it's like I just lost like context, sorry.
All good.
All good. It's
like
But also for the record, all of us, we all embrace the fact that people need therapy, need to take care of their mental health. We all outwardly say, yes, we all have therapy, we all receive therapy. And it's always good to have somebody to talk to objectively. Sometimes you can't go to your friends, sometimes you can't go to your family, but you still have to get it out. And that's important. We wanted to make sure that we were preaching that because I know a lot of people out there are struggling.
I think that
Absolutely.
a lot of it is really just kind of taking notice to what's kind of a common thing all around that people are afraid to communicate and be vulnerable. I think that's the most important thing, is feeling vulnerable and being okay with being vulnerable. And there's like a simple line in the song where it's like, fear burns, I scrape my skin to know what it feels like. And it's like essentially saying like, am I a real person? Like, do I have feelings? Can I still hurt? And without like ignoring the pain and all
Sure,
that stuff.
sure. I mean, that's kind of what I love to hear, because I think a lot of people, obviously, on the first listen, they're going to be blown away by the instrumentation, because no one listens to the words the first time around. But
Oh, 100%.
once you actually dig into the song, people are going to realize that it can be something that they can lean on as opposed to just rocking out to. And not
Yeah.
only that, but it shows off who you are as a band, as people, and what you stand for, which I think is really special, especially for a band's first song coming out. It's just immediate depth for everyone.
Oh, 100%. Thank you.
Totally. You're welcome. So, considering I've got the whole band here, I'd love for everyone to kind of go around and introduce yourself, who you are, and what your role is in the band as well.
I'm Kenny. I sing. I play guitar in the band.
Nice.
I'm Michael Bell. Mike Bell. Sorry. I'm Mike Bell. I play bass. I work on arrangements and composing ideas. Work post-production. So I do a lot of back-end work, help arrange the song.
My name is Kelly Addison. I play the drums slash percussion. I also work with Mike on arrangements and like building the song up into like from acoustic to like a live band. Because the whole record started as acoustic songs
Sure.
and we turned it into a full band. So yeah. Yeah,
Awesome.
we all like have our pieces, which is awesome. And like for the first time, I think in my entire musical career, I'm working with people that are all on the same page, which is super, super awesome. Like we just get each other very well, which is cool.
I feel like that's so rare
Yeah,
nowadays.
super rare.
But also it sometimes helps to have differing opinions on things just so you can kind of broaden the type of music that you're making. I feel that even in this song, like, I know your guys' influences, and they're super broad. It's not just, we listen to rock music and we listen to the same five bands. Like, no, when people listen to this, it's really just a little bit of everything. So the question kind of becomes is, like, do you find that your differing influences had an impact on the music that you're making?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000%.
I think it played, that definitely played as a big role on trying to still be different but relevant in the grand scheme of being in a music, in a musical band, a rock band nowadays. It's so oversaturated, not oversaturated in a bad way, but there's so much music and content out there, and it starts to get blended into the same thing. And being that we kind of come from different backgrounds of music and inspired by different things, we don't want to be that band that's like, oh, well, what do you guys sound like? Oh, we sound like this band and that band. Because then it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm sure I've heard 100 other bands that sound just like that. So that's not really interesting. But you start taking little bits of pieces of those bands that you do inspire, then it's like, all right, I'm going to take the weirdest part of every fucking band and and then that our thing.
Exactly. No, that's the way to do it. Because if you blend into the masses, then what's the point? You're just going to be forgotten about a week from now. But if you kind of take those influences and do your own thing, like, that's what makes everything special. And it sort of also begs the question of, like, how are you describing the music that you make? Do you fall under a certain genre, or, like, how are you pitching yourselves?
Yeah, it's funny that you said that, because we were just having this conversation a little while ago. We're trying to get onto, like, a lot of, like, curated playlist, and you get asked, hey, what do you guys sound like, or what's your genre? And every time we've gone through this question, we're just like, it ends up, we just sound ridiculous, because, like, oh, we're like kind of pop, or we're kind of rock, or we're kind of indie, but then we're like a little heavy, but it's like this old, so I'm like, now we just sound pretentious and, like, ridiculous.
Totally. I get it, but it's more potential. No. Listen, I think that's great, because then you're kind of sort of, you know, casting a huge net for the people that might like your music.
Yeah. When you hear the record, it's hard, right? Because we talk about this all the time. When you hear one song off of our record and none of the other songs, right? Yeah. Your vision of what the other songs are going to sound like is wildly different than when you hear the record as a whole. Because when you hear that, the record as a whole, you're really, really going to understand how different of the backgrounds we all came from. Because none of the bands that any of us have been in have sounded like this.
That's just crazy.
How, like, it just kind of, you know, came out. But the record as a whole, really, in my opinion, tells that story, because it's just, it's wild. I'm excited.
No, that's the best, and that's how it should be. So I think that we should talk about the record a little bit. Obviously, I urge everyone to listen to this debut single, but you should also know the album is on its way. It's called Peak. We don't need to talk about, you know, the super specifics of it, but I do want to know, can people expect a slightly similar sound, or will there be more surprises on the full album?
There'll be a lot of surprises for sure. There's nuances of every aspect of every song into the next, but nothing that's like blatantly obvious. More of like the fluidity falls in nicely, I think, musically. Every song, like Kel said, is very much different from what you'll initially hear from the previous song, but somehow fucking comes together and makes a lot of sense. And you'll be like, I'm not sure what it makes sense.
When we were in the studio, I kind of went out of my way working with Adam. I still can't pronounce his last name. C-I-C-H-O-C-K-I. But he's got a different time. Love the guy. But I also kind of went out of my way. I'm like, look, we want a lot of the same elements through every single song, so it has fluidity, right? You know, it sounds like it came from the same album, because a lot of these songs were all written in different, not only different time periods, but like just in totally different vibes, you know.
One of
the songs, I want one song, Kenny, it's like one track is like, I think the idea came about like 6 years ago,
Yeah, actually, you know? That's actually our debut track. This song, Fear the Blur, is actually a song we wrote 6 years ago.
Damn.
And I was sleeping on Mike Bell's couch, and like we're just going through like a pretty rough patch in my life. So I wrote it in his basement, and then it just in his basement.
We never did anything with it until the moment, you know? That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. So has it always happened like that in terms of like, I suppose the process of this is how the band makes music. Does it start from those little moments or does it start from like, hey, let's actively write a song?
No, I think that in our previous bands, I mean, they could say differently, but I think in our previous bands, we've always been in bands where you wanted to curate a particular sound to match what your image was going to portray. And I think that's just almost like a young band mindset.
Sure.
But as we got older and more mature into the industry, I think that the way of writing and just the way of viewing music and how it's contrasted, it changed the whole format of how things should be delivered, I guess.
No, I think that's a great answer because you definitely have to be inspired, but you also have to switch things up and, you know, whatever's more comfortable for you. Writing a song isn't easy. It can happen in any way.
Exactly. You want it to be not inorganic.
Absolutely.
This song wasn't even originally supposed to be on the record, remember, guys?
Are you serious?
Yeah, we literally changed our entire record 2 months before. So we were supposed to record last March.
All right.
Right, we had our whole record set. We're like, this is what we're going to do. I think I forgot about this song. Yeah, so no, that didn't even happen yet. You couldn't do it. You're like, guys, I can't, I'm not ready yet, blah blah blah. So we were like, okay, let's see if we can move it. So we moved it to September 1st, and then 2 months before September, we all were talking and we're like, this isn't the record. This isn't right. These aren't the right songs. Thank God we moved the recording. Let's fucking change it. And then Kenny started throwing sleepers in the group chat and we were like picking through
them.
They weren't written yet. Like they were just acoustic stuff. Like stuff. Yeah. And he was throwing fucking sleepers and we're like, holy shit, dude. And then we started piecing stuff together and we started playing them for our friends. And we're like, which ones do you think we should put? And like literally me and Mike went on hyperdrive. Because we had 60 days to fucking finish, I think, 3 or 4 songs. We literally wiped 4 songs.
Sure, sure.
2 months before we recorded it.
I love that moment of that pressure intensity. It does something to my brain, right? Yeah. Write a great album here. You got like 30 days and you're just going to be like, okay. But if you don't have the inspiration to draw from, it's not going to happen. So when Kenny kind of like, as Kelly said, just rang out some sleepers we never knew about, we were like, ooh, new ear candy. Let's go.
He's like, oh, listen to these ones. Cause we were like, these aren't the right songs. This isn't right.
Yeah. I remember that moment. Yeah.
What's nice, like the change, although it was kind of insane, I think that what made it nice was these songs had so much personality that weren't shown publicly. And they've just been kind of just like fermenting in this hidden room. And so like it came out to Kel and Mike and it was like, this is it. This is where it's supposed to be placed.
Yep.
Yeah.
We knew immediately as soon as we heard him. We're like, this is the record. We got it. Done.
That's awesome. And you know what? I feel like in the nicest way possible, it should serve as an inspiration to other people or bands that might be watching this. Like just because you have a date that something is due, if it's not ready, it's not ready. Yeah. Don't force it because your name is on it. It's going to be there in the world forever. If you don't think it represents your sound as a whole, scrap it and start something new.
There's before we end that, there's a song also that we didn't think was going to make sense on the record. And Adam, he was like, hey, just send everything else on top of what you want recorded just so I can hear what's going on. And there's a song that's completely different from all the other songs when you hear the thing of the album. And he's like, hey, and we had a budget and everything. And he's like, hey, you guys are recording this song. And we're like,
That was before he heard it, remember? So before he heard it, we were like, should we add, and the song's called Tiny Ships, right? And so before we changed the name, but it was called Tiny Ships. But before we added it, we were going back and forth and back and forth. We're like, maybe we make it a secret track. Maybe we fucking don't put it on the album. Maybe we put it on the next album because it's a rad fucking song.
Sure.
It's so different from the record.
So fuck, it doesn't fit, but it fits, right? So
I get it.
Yeah, we're going back and forth. And then we asked Adam, like, hey, man, how much would it be to add one more song? Because we had a price for six. And he was like, oh, it's going to be, he gave us some stupid number. It was like $2,000 or something. And we're like, fuck that. We can't afford it.
Yeah.
So we sent it to him anyway, because he, like Kenny said, he wanted to hear everything. So we sent it to him. And when he heard it, we had no idea until the day we showed up in the studio that we were recording that song, because he told us, you're recording the song and we're putting this on the record. It's like, it's amazing.
Love that. And so, listen, some of my favorite albums of all time have one song on it that doesn't quite fit, but it ends up being the catchiest song. And yeah, the fact that that's happening here just has me even more excited. Like, not to like completely inflate your egos, but something that like yeah, is a wild. Something that's completely out of left field on otherwise a cohesive album, for some reason it doesn't work and works at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
good. I gotta just pop off for one. I'm just having a medical thing with my family, so I just gotta grab this real quick. I'll come right
back. All right. Oh, you're good. You're good. So is there an official release date for the album?
It is. It's still to be announced.
That's cool.
We are releasing a second single though.
Okay, that was my follow-up, is, you know, are people gonna get a little more taste before the full thing drops?
Yeah, that's our plan. I think we're looking at a summer release date for the record, as far as a solidified date, it's to be determined, but we are releasing a single, I believe it's next month.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then I know you're kind of far away from each other geographically, but are there any shows in the works, a tour perhaps, anything along those lines?
We're working behind the scenes right now. We're working on some bigger showcases. It's everything's just kind of getting fine-tuned and written out. Logistics go, because we want to make sure the production live is cohesive to what people are hearing as well. I mean, I think that's like a general thing for every band. Like, they want to sound just like the record, but with our stuff, when you hear the rest of the record, you'll understand why there's so much more texture and nuances that we want to portray in the live aspect as well.
Totally. Which may include, you know, it may or may not include some additional members, but we're going to kind of play that by ear and see how much can develop on its own, you know, just was as like a three. But you know what? We're not afraid to, you know, expand if necessary, right?
Right. And that has to be a genuine concern, because like the first thing I'll say before everyone listens is listen with a nice pair of headphones or on a nice sound system. This isn't the type of song where you play on your iPhone or through laptop speakers. There is so much texture and depth and little just things happening in the background that amplify the song more than just you guys playing instruments and singing.
Oh.
Like it is so much more than that. It deserves a close listen. So for you to be able to translate that live, I know it's going to be difficult, but I'm happy that you're actually considering it instead of just saying, we'll make it work with what we have.
Yeah. That was kind of like what we were talking about at first. Like, we were like, yeah, we could play this live, but then we'd be doing a disservice to the record and what we've worked so hard to do.
Totally.
And then that's when we're like, all right, well, we have a lot of friends in the industry and a lot of really talented musicians. And it's just a matter of finding. There's people who are already reaching out to us who are like, hey, I'll fill in for you guys and do this.
Nice.
We just got to make sure that we have the right format of people who know their place and can fit the energy of what the record's going to portray live.
Absolutely. Good. I'm glad you're considering all of it. I have a couple more questions. One of them, though, is we are still very much at the beginning of this year, and I'm happy that like the rollout is beginning instead of, you know, going through New Year's and losing steam. So what's sort of the plan for this year? I know there's new music. I know there's potentially shows in the works. What are some other goals that you'd like to hit or like to things that you'd like to see happen?
Yeah. For my stuff, I mean, we continue to talk about these goals daily, and they get bigger and bigger by the hour, I feel like. But the general sense, I would say, release this record, continue marketing, pushing that social media market even further, being that we live in that kind of age now, the digital age. It kind of embraced that world and try to understand it as well. And our goal is to really play more like bigger showcases as far as like festivals and more like theaters that can encompass the sound that fits what the record is versus playing some venue that has a reputation, but the sound doesn't fit with delivering what you would want to hear live. Like, you're not seeing Radiohead play at your local pub or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that would be awesome. I'd be honest. I'd pay for that in a second. I don't think Tom York can do no wrong. But to Kenny, I think one of my goals definitely is to release a limited press vinyl. I think that's in the works. So this way, when we actually release the album, it's going to come with the physical pressing. Nice. I think we might just run 100 copies. Just say, hey, we press these ourselves. And if hopefully we have some support and backing behind it, and we can discuss, what a scaled option would be. But I think right now we're looking at it like, all right, well, we are easily capable enough of running our own, our own label right now. And I think we're going to do that until we find somebody that can do it better. Right. That's the goal.
Great.
Financial backing would be awesome, but we've all been around the block a bunch of times. Like, we've all been signed for major labels and stuff on different projects, and we're not going to just take like the first person that comes running if it doesn't align with like what our vision is.
Totally. You got to protect yourself.
Exactly.
We've had the interest already kind of peering through, but we're sticking to the whole mindset of like, this is us, this is our baby. What's going to make sense for everyone in the long run?
Absolutely. So I've got one more question for you all. And basically the question becomes is like, for the person that is going to discover your band from this interview, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
I would say, if it was me, I'd actually be interested to hear what everyone else, what their pitch would be. If someone was sitting in my chair or was in front of me and they're like, I need to listen to something new, all I would say is, how vulnerable can you be right now? And if they're like, depends, I'm like, well, this is the band for you. Be as vague, but yet interesting at the same time, because I think the music itself is very vulnerable, but yet it still gives you a very strong statement at the end of it. And if you allow yourself to be open to the idea of taking in some pretty heavy fucking content, but with a different instrumentation to it, it's going to open your eyes to a whole nother world of music.
That's a great answer. Anyone else?
Yeah. I mean, kind of like reiterating sort of like what Kenny said, but I think, we're looking for people that's, that wants to hear not just the music, but like the story behind the music, somebody that's very in tune, like with lyrics. I'll be the first to admit, usually growing up, I just wanted to hear like how loud that band could be, and once that got old and tired and frayed, I started kind of like, all right, now what are they talking about? And just kind of opens so many doors when you listen to a band for its lyrical content, its story behind it. I think more or less we would like people to, understand like, we're a rock band, but when you listen to the lyrics, we're something else.
Totally.
Yeah, I think my pitch would be, I would just tell somebody like, I want you to listen to this. And I want you to like close your eyes and I want you to feel it. And I want you to tell me afterwards how it made you feel. Right. Because I want someone to listen with intention,
Absolutely.
I don't want them to just listen because they're my friend and they're listening. I want to tell them like, listen to this with intention and tell me how you feel afterwards. And I don't know if I would have been able to give you that answer before I already got a ton of feedback on the song from people like already saying like, holy shit, that's such a heavy subject that you guys touched on that so many people are afraid to talk about, because but
thankful for it.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Thankful. Yeah, very thankful. I mean, because the way Kenny, his lyrics are, I mean, they're fucking powerful. Like, they're deep, they're powerful, yeah. Like, and it's real shit. Like, that's real, you know? And I think people, especially on labels, right? And this is, like, a thing we talk about, get, like, silenced or muted, or, like, the things they want to say are, like, yeah, too angry, and it doesn't come across right. And I just think with the way we wrote the music and the way it feels, people are actually feeling it and hearing it at the same time. And it's like an experience that I didn't expect it to happen, but it's nuts how it's happening. It's just really cool.
I love that. Truly, like, those are three perfect pitches. I don't know why people wouldn't want to listen. And if you'll do me the honor of plugging your music one more time before we wrap up here. If you didn't hear it the first time around, I'm speaking with Tiny Ships. The song is called Fear the Blur. The album is called Peak. It will be out hopefully by summertime. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along. But there will be more music along the way as we gear up for the album release. I want to thank you all so much for just being open and honest and as vulnerable as your music is. It makes these conversations so much better than they usually are. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Austin, man, thanks for having us. I really
absolutely
appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day, and I hope to speak soon.
Thank you.
We will.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.